It's Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Pacific Gas and Electric says its equipment may have been involved in the start of the Dixie Fire, which is burning in the Sierra Nevada. PG&E said in a report to the California Public Utilities Commission that a repairman responding to a circuit outage on July 13th spotted blown fuses in a conductor atop a pole, a tree leaning into the conductor, and fire at the base of the tree. The blaze is burning northeast of the town of Paradise, where a 2018 fire that was started by PG&E equipment killed 85 people. With continued hot and dry conditions in northern Nevada, the Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District has issued new fire restrictions for the area. KUNR's Isaac Hoops has the details.
Recreational campfires and open flame charcoal barbecues are now prohibited throughout much of Washoe County. Adam Mayberry is the communications officer for the Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District.
Given the extreme heat and dry conditions and the fact that we're really about 6-7 weeks ahead of where we would normally be at this stage in the wildfire season, it's prudent for us to enact some fire restrictions.
Similar fire restrictions have been in place around Lake Tahoe since last month. Although open flame charcoal and campfires are prohibited, alternatives such as electric, propane, and pellet stoves for residential use are still allowed. As for when these restrictions may be lifted,
they usually stay in place until we get some moisture, so that's usually until the fall.
Officials also strongly recommend avoiding activities that can spark fires, such as target shooting and off-roading. Isaac Hoops, KUNR News.
Wildfire smoke came to the region early this year, and it's likely to stick around until the fall. That's according to experts like Sarah Cofield. She's an air quality specialist in Missoula County, Montana. She says it's simple. Smoke depends on fire activity, and much of the region is at above-average risk for wildfire through September. Cofield says it's important to know that wildfire smoke does end up indoors.
The old public health advice of just go inside, close your doors and windows, that isn't really the go-to anymore, especially now that we have these long-duration smoke events.
To stay safe, Cofield recommends using an air purifier with a true HEPA filter or upgrading the filter in your forced air system. The Reno Housing Authority is offering incentives to landlords and property managers who provide housing to low-income residents. Current rental vacancies are around 3% in the Truckee Meadows. Individuals using housing vouchers are having a hard time finding places to rent. This program is intended to bring those individuals together with landlords in order to provide them with housing. A precautionary boil water notice has been issued for the East Valley Water System in Douglas County. Residents in the area are advised to not drink water without first bringing it to a boil for 2 minutes or switching to bottled water. The notice is in effect due to a loss of water pressure. However, the water supply will not be shut off. The notice is expected to be lifted by Friday. A Nevada man has been sentenced to up to 2 years of probation for a rare charge of voting twice in the same election. Craig Frank's attorney, Thomas Boley, called the sentence Monday in Clark County District Court a fair and appropriate resolution to the case. Frank avoided trial when he pleaded guilty in February to voting more than once in the 2016 presidential election. He acknowledged voting twice both in Benton, Arkansas and in Las Vegas. His lawyer says that if Frank completes probation, the charge against him can be reduced to a misdemeanor. California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing a recall election in September that could remove him from office. 41 people qualified to run as candidates are seeking to replace him. Newsom was elected in a 2018 landslide, but his popularity tumbled over frustration with school and business closings in the pandemic. Other Republican candidates include businessman John Cox and former San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer. Flush with cash from an unexpected budget surplus, California is launching the nation's largest statewide universal free lunch program. When classrooms open for the fall term, every one of California's 6.2 million public school students will have the option to eat school meals for free, regardless of their family's income. It's an undertaking that is winning praise as a pioneering way to reduce the stigma and shame of taking a free meal in the school cafeteria. Some U.S. cities, including New York and Boston, have similar programs, but until recently, there were no statewide initiatives. California approved its program last month, and Maine followed soon after with a similar plan. Those are your daily news headlines for Tuesday, July 20th. For KUNR, I'm Noah Glick.